Hey, happy day. Words, wordage, what you say and who you have to say it to is kind of interesting stuff. Recently, I was in a courtroom. I was a witness in a situation. It was a fire and there's a whole bunch of us up there as witnesses. And I didn't even get to talk after all of that. But I did get to kind of watch what goes on in a courtroom. And this was in Canada. And it was so interesting to me. Everyone that walked in, all the lawyers and other people, addressed the judge as his worship. And I thought, woo, that's reserved for a higher power. I think you shouldn't be calling a judge somebody who works for us, the taxpayer, and you're calling him his worship. How about just judge? Then it was your honor and a variety of other things. And then all of the lawyers, they got involved in person and by video. And that was really interesting to me. They spent many minutes talking about themselves. They introduced themselves and they all said, right to a person. I'm a, you know, my pronoun person. I'm a he, she, her, and all of this stuff. It sounds like they're all homosexual. And do I need to know that sitting in the courtroom, their sexual preference? Who cares about that? But they all had to do that. And then I broke it down on my mind and I thought most trial lawyers charge probably in the range of $600 an hour. So that works out to $10 a minute. And if you spend 3 minutes talking about your pronouns, that's $30 that your client has to pay. Multiply that by several lawyers, you have several hundred dollars of wasted money and time. I know guys that can't say pass the salt unless they have 10 or 12 words and the rest of them are cuss words, right? Just get to the bloody point. And lawyers, they're really guilty of that. And all of these words that are being used to people, I find it offensive. You go to a town hall meeting, the mayor, he's your neighbor, and they're saying, your worship, again, be respectful. But it's Mr. Mayor, your worship. I mean, give me a bloody break. And then they say, you know, the chair, everything goes to the chair. Just talk to the person you're trying to talk to and be quiet. I mean, again, it's about time. Bureaucracy is taking over in so many places in our world. It is not very nice. I mean, it just isn't. The day I call the judge your worship is the day I'll bark like a fox. I got to tell you, he works for us. We pay him. We being taxpayers, get over yourself, cancel culture. All of that's going on. I mean, judges say you can call yourself Jackie and you used to be Jack, but you have to call me your worship. Names don't go anymore. I mean, there's a circle there. Try to get it. Cancel some names. Cancel the cancel wasters or the time wasters. You know, 10 million Bibles sell in the U.S. alone every year, more or less. And they've been canceling God out of the mayor's office, out of the courtroom. So that hasn't worked very well with kind of normal people. So their cancel culture that isn't always effective, which is kind of good. But all of this time that is wasted, bureaucracy, you should start there. You should still be respectful of the mayor and the judge. But in terms of the legal system, in Canada at least, it's broken. It's broken anyway. And you're going to call a guy, you're going to worship him, his worship, for helping, you know, he's part of the system. That doesn't work really well. Hey, here's a little boy. He has his name too. He has wordage that he uses and it's called protection. This little boy is 10 years old and he takes a wagon and he goes up and down the parkways or the roadway, I guess, where people park at the ball game. And as soon as a man or woman gets out of a car, he goes up to him and says, hey, $1, I'll look after your car. Why would I pay you $1? And in the wagon, it's full of rocks. And he says, well, if you don't pay me $1, other people, somebody will come and throw rocks at your car. Entrepreneur, that boy, that word works for him. Hey, y'all come back. See ya.